After I sent it, so I just assumed you were ready to look at it, and I sent out the correct.
I checked my email, I wrote off that email, and then I left for school.
There you go, well.
But we must have been on email at the same time then.
So the Laura Dustin team, Dustin's gonna be a few minutes late, got 0.7. And the Sylvia Leia team got 0.72. So somebody beat somebody.
Not by much,
no,
but.
Still made it. Open. Barely over the line.
No names.
Okay, so.
Get it right there.
So should we focus on Laura and Dustin as the losers? I don't know, but Dustin's not here.
Can I ask you a question that's like related but not really? I don't know if this is like gonna happen anyways, but it's like, if I wanted to use, without being paid, this for my fellowship, could I do that?
Yeah, I don't see why not. Let me just think it through. It is a minority.
That's what I was
patient.
Saying. She's looks underserved to me.
She looks underserved?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like it's called underserved fellowship.
What
spirit,
makes her look
spirit.
Underserved?
Well, I mean, you know, like her situ family.
You're not supposed to know anything about her family.
Well, but she's a patient clinic, so I don't know enough about.
Well, just being a patient doesn't qualify. You have to be a member. I think you have to be a member of an ethnic group.
I don't think it's necessarily ethnic. Like, it could be also like you're
it
poor.
It could be LGBT.
Yeah, LGBT. You're poor.
Okay.
Just sort of a minority group, but
minority
a disenfranchised group in some way, not in. In a position of power.
Like, I know, I mean, the reason I could, yeah, the connection that I made is, like, I know how much her session costs. So that means you think she's poor. Like, I know her.
What do you mean? Everybody's sessions are low over there.
Hers is really, really low.
I don't know more in that.
Well, not so low.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. It could go up to $40. $40 was the max.
$40.
But
if
you knew that, but you knew that if a client was paying $40, you knew that their parents made a lot, because to pay $40 in the clinic was like, whoa, you should pay $40 or something, you know. But then you wonder, why did they bring their child to a graduate student clinic again?
$200.
To pay $40?
If you have no insurance, like, it's a lot more.
What if you have a medical doctor for a mother? And a father who's what, an engineer?
Computer or engineer, yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That doesn't quite make sense.
The value of therapy that they would trust. Well, the fact that anyone trusts their children to us at our level boggles my mind, but you know. Yeah, we're not bad. I didn't hurt the child. I'm not hurting anybody at externship. I think, you know, everyone's going really well. But I think that, you know, I'll get more experience. And
I think on our side, we have, like, the motivation. Like, we really, like, put so much thought and so much effort and, like, so much. I'm not saying that, like, therapists that, like, experience don't. But for us, it's, like, so important. And so, you know, like, we're learning through them. So, it's, like, I think about my patients so much.
Yeah.
And at least, like, they have the fact that we're really dedicated.
Yeah. And that's really the deal. And you know what? You guys don't get enough feedback on that in the clinic, or at least I didn't necessarily. Like, the parents of the kids I saw weren't always, you know, so glowy and thankful. Mm-hmm. But I'm in an inpatient setting right now, and the patients are really appreciative. Like, just when you come with energy and respect and a little bit of humor too, they're just like, thank you so much for treating me like a human being. And you'll get positive feedback. So maybe in your externships, you'll get more of that positive feedback. That's really nice for me to hear, and keeps me going. But in the clinic, I didn't get as much, you know, like, rave reviews all the time, but I felt like I was doing good. And Jeff tried to, you know, pump me up, you know, cheer me up.
Did?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When I wasn't always getting, you know, so much feedback from clients.
Especially the one you had.
Yeah, the one I had, you know, he wasn't like, Miss Laura, you're my favorite. Look, I drew this picture for you. And I have clients like that at the hospital now. And that's like, you know, but then you got to wonder, what need of mine is that serving when I'm so glad to have children who, you know, tell me how
so
much they love
me. So who's it for?
Me.
Is it for them or for you?
Right, right. So I think about how, you know, to give those children as much energy as I gave a child who, you know, might not have even known my name. People knew my name. But, you know, like, to, you know, see all of them as, you know, deserving. And
yeah. So the long answer to your question is, the short answer to your question is, yes, it would count.
I could. So like, I'm just going to like see how that goes. Because like, I don't have that many hours in right now. I'm working with Danielle. And with the safe zone.
Are you doing the perversion?
No, I'm doing paranoia stuff. Oh, okay. But it's still.
Yes.
That's considered underserved?
Yeah. It's in the list. And I asked Camilo.
You asked Camilo?
Yeah. And Eva and everybody is okay with that. So.
Parent perversions are underserved?
No, not perversions.
No, I wasn't doing like like this year, so far it's been paranoia.
Paranoia is underserved?
I think it's more related to like a development of the spinning concentration, therefore training of therapists, they will work in inpatient units, therefore undeserved. It's a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I had to, you know, jump through hoops to get borderline personality disorder approved last year. So
I don't know, I mean, how the policy there was, like, I know that I was asked, do you want to do this, you know, and I said, okay.
Actually, Kia had to present actual evidence to Camilo that borderline personality disorder is an underserved population.
Maybe like that was the case that made then help this process.
Yeah, maybe that was, maybe we set a precedent.
You kind of set it, yeah. So like, I'm going to see, like, you know, but like maybe before I ask for the money to Lene, so she could save the money, maybe I could get my hours in.
And then she could give the rest of the money to help. You could get like $30 a
second. I don't know. Like, I was considering
spread the wealth. Be a socialist.
Yeah, that's Obama's plan. You know, take from
Robin Hood.
Yeah, take from Soviet.
Be a maverick.
Oh my gosh, you guys are watching this so soon. I'm nervous. No, I'm getting so nervous about it. Mm-hmm.
All right, so because the Leia Sylvia team is here, why don't we focus on you guys for now. So we look down, scroll down, and
you guys are really insane.
19. Number 19. I'd like everyone to bring their own copies.
I have it. I have it in the computer, but it's...
Okay. Funny. Child asks for advice or information. Sylvia put it in 2. And Leia put it in 6. So because Sylvia has the extreme score, why don't you go first?
Oh, I just didn't think it was the case.
Well, did the child avoid asking for advice or information?
Well, she just was really, like, not... I didn't feel she was... Okay, the session was all about... The child was hyperactive the entire session. She... the story of the session is that they missed the session before. And that was like somewhat like Lene's take on it. Seemed to be Lene's take, but to me, like, that's where she seemed to be going. And the child was completely disregarding her. Like, jumped, started the session like, I'm busy, I have to do things, I'm busy. She was playing, but like, didn't even listen to Lene's questions at all, and like completely avoided it, and then became...
Yeah, but questions are different from suggestions or advice. Was Lene giving her suggestions or advice and she was disregarding it?
She wasn't just much in touch there. Like what would be suggesting advice?
Like, for example, let's say that this patient is creating a sandcastle. Mm-hmm. And Lene says, you know, you probably could make it better if you added water to the sand, right? Thinking about your session. And this patient just completely disregards and ignores that suggestion?
I don't think, maybe not. Maybe like she didn't explicitly ignore her suggestion. So two would probably extreme. But just in general, like Linnea would say, I don't know, how can I play with you? Like, how can I, is there anything can I can do? You? Can I help you doing this, doing that? And she would be like, no, you are the audience. You're the audience. You watch. And it was always like punitive towards Linnea, like the whole session. So I guess like you're right, like the two would be like disregarding the advice. She didn't disregard the advice, so I guess like four maybe.
I don't think that there was so much advice, I guess. I guess I would put it in like a five, and I think I needed something for the six pile, so I put it in there, but I think that there's like a point, and this isn't necessarily advice or information, where she has been able to put something off the floor, like by the table, she's like, can you help me with this? Something was like making a mess or something. Like that.
Yeah.
And I feel like, and she was like, instruction Renee how to cook the eggs.
Yeah.
That they were making. It doesn't necessarily even fall into this item either. I think I would put it at five, but something had to move. So I'm a bit.
I mean, the reason why like now like I thought about a four is because usually like something, if this is wrong, like normally when something like doesn't explicit, I mean, when the opposite doesn't happen, so it's not uncharacteristic. Like in this case, it was wrong. But it doesn't apply so much. Like, for example, sexual feelings are brought up. Most of the time, that's not the case. Like, it just doesn't come up in session. What I usually do, I tend to put it in a four. Like, it doesn't apply, and it's kind of not important type. Okay. I don't know if that's like a good.
Well, if it doesn't apply, it should go in a middle pile. But let's say child is pulling for something and isn't getting it, then you should think about a lesser, one of the uncharacteristic piles. So here, if the therapist is pushing for the child to accept some advice or suggestion and the child's resisting that, then you'd look at a negative pile, an uncharacteristic pile. But that doesn't seem to be what was going on, so I would think a five would make the most sense. All right. Therapy session has a specific focus or theme. This is our favorite one.
This is a really
cool
one.
We also like when the child's distant from his feelings.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's a popular one.
I put in
eight.
Eight, yeah.
I thought you definitely did.
I mean, like, did you watch the same session I did?
Like, it was all about her preparing New Year's Eve. It was all about her. We celebrated New Year's Eve. Like, it was from the beginning to the end. She was all about this, like, make-believe play that she never got out of. She wasn't really doing anything in the play. She was just, like, using this as an excuse to avoid Linnea and, like, tell her to stay away. But it was like never got out of it, in my opinion, and like it was the whole session. It was very repetitive in the sense that, I mean, she did different things, but with Thanksgiving, no, whatever that was, New Year's, cooking and preparing and setting the people that were watching this thing.
I don't know what I put on that one.
Three.
But I think I could put sort of, I thought it seemed pretty diffuse to me. Like, I didn't.
Well, give
see
us some examples of what made you arrive at that conclusion.
Well, she started off like with like this, is it like a tea set or whatever, like pouring water in the cups and putting the plates in there, and then she's setting up the audience, and then after that, then she's teaching Linnea how to cook with the Play-Doh. know what else they did. Mm-hmm. But I also, I didn't, psychodynamically speaking, I didn't see any specific themes that I thought were so strong. I thought that she was a little bit evasive in the beginning. Like, I'm too busy. But I thought that she warmed up sort of by the end and did include Lene more. And Lene's like, can I do anything to help? And she's like, you know, no, you're the audience. And either she says, do you want to help? Or Lene said, can I help? Or I want to help? Something like that, do you want to? And she's like, yes. And then she's like, okay, I'll show you how to do this type of thing.
But I see what you're saying, but I think that's more the process of the session. Like, I feel like the...
Yeah, you're right. I mean, this particular item focuses on content. Is the content similar throughout the session, or is it very, really diffuse?
I mean, I see what you're saying as far as, like, she was jumping all over the place and doing these different things.
But if the theme is connected or repetitive...
I picture her, like, cooking for New Year's, preparing for New Year's, whatever she was doing with this New Year's. And then, like, because then she would go back to things, like, she would go back to the audience, like, she could set the audience and then, like, did the cooking and then went back to the audience and...
Okay, I'll agree with you. Okay.
That's great.
Well, so you're going to put it in an 8 also?
No, I think we should put it in, like, a 6, maybe a 7. Okay.
All right. Child communicates without affect. Characteristic, child speaks or presents information in a monotone or affectless manner. And then uncharacteristic if child's communications are affect laden. So like varied voice range, make-believe characters or postures. So we have Sylvia in 6 and Leia in 2. So Leia, you felt she was very affect laden.
Yeah.
She had varied characters. She had a varied voice range. She different postures.
She was very animated the entire time, you know.
Yes, but I didn't think that would work. Okay, this one was problematic for me. That's why I ended up in the middle pile, because I was a little confused as far as like I thought she was animated. I agree, definitely the whole session like making me anxious. But I felt this, it was all about avoiding Lene. It was all about pulling in her place and like, she was like, kind of split. She was kind of like, this is not, like, you abandoned me last week. I'm busy, whatever. This isn't happening between me and you. There's no me and you today. It's just all about me. So and that was very clear in my opinion in the way she was acting and talking also. It was all about, I'm busy. Oh, I'm so busy today, I'm so busy. And it was, the whole session was like that.
But even if it was, how is that related to this item?
Exactly. I don't understand how that reflects her affect. Like, I didn't understand if that was also that sort of defense that she was like putting up to me very clearly had to be interpreted as like it's very distant. Affect is very much, you know, very flat, very much it was all the same, even though it was all the same excited. Or if this had to be interpreted as like there's affect in this thing because she's so excited. So because I couldn't make up my mind and put it in the middle.
I mean, the way this item reads, it sounds to me as though she did express affect.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't monotone.
Right.
So, like, this item.
Did she speak in a monotone? Did she speak like this? I don't know if she spoke like this or not.
For sure not.
She spoke like this. Oh, look, I'm so busy. Look at me.
Okay, so that's the affect. Okay, great.
I should dramatize these items more often. Maybe you guys would really get it.
You guys remember Stefan? Like, he was pretty monotone. Yes. The way he spoke. Maybe that would be one way to... I want to go with my father. Well, that was a speech delay, but yeah, I mean, but he did, like, all his words kind of, you know,
yeah.
The helicopter
is going to crash into the desert.
Oh my god, that's awesome.
It does help a lot, because you get the two options.
It's close.
Right? That's
yeah, definitely.
Not bad. All right, so we got that.
Okay. Oh, I missed that one.
We talked to Shlomo.
I know. Oh, that's right. You know how he's doing. I just don't know how he's doing. I wonder if someone could tell me.
56.
Child is this is.
He is. He's slow to warm up. It's been slow for him to warm up.
We saw some really of the. Warm up to me? Or is he,
yeah,
like
he
like actually like not?
No, he did warm up, but it's more like the way he was with you at the very beginning.
Yeah.
Ah, our favorite! Child is distant from his or her feelings! Excellent.
Doesn't seem to work.
Oh, Dustin and I have it down.
I can.
Now, this item is very similar to the one we just looked at.
Are you the last one or the inside?
In my opinion, I'm the six because once again, I didn't know what to do, so I went straight to the pot. That's usually what I do because that's the least, you know, the least
and
damage you can do.
One.
I just think of, well, we're not supposed to think of all sessions, but I think Cheyenne is usually in uncharacteristic. I think I usually put her there.
That's what I usually do.
But this one didn't work there.
Yeah, looks like.
Lilia,
I feel like she expresses a whole lot of affect, which she doesn't really. She doesn't seem distant in the fact that, like, she isn't monotone. She isn't.
Well, you can express a lot of affect, but be distant from your feelings.
But there weren't any feelings that she denied either, you know?
But she was just, like, not going any place. So again, once again, I was obviously confused. That's why I ended up in the middle time. But I felt like she wasn't going any place with her feelings. She just wasn't gonna, like,
hey.
When, because Linnea really, really kind of tried, you know, it was like, I don't remember the exact words exactly what she said, but like two of the times Linnea tried to really say, hey, hello, you are like avoiding me, or you like, you're not answering my questions, or like, a couple of things like that. Like, it seems, I don't remember what it was, like, it seems to me that you are. Maybe she even said, like, that you're angry at me because we didn't see each other last week, something along those lines. Last week was Christmas, because this was right after New Year's Eve, so it must have been Christmas. And the child was, like, just not going there. 100%. So it's my... If I had to choose, I would have put it as is distant. But because it wasn't sure, I wanted to know.
All right, let me give imitate a child since this worked the last time.
Good
work. Okay, I'm a method actor.
It's not so hard to get there.
Okay.
Do you play with children?
No, I'm pretending to be a child.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta get my muse. What's my motivation?
We'll clap for you after.
I go with the Stanislavski method. All right. That didn't mean anything to you.
Nope.
He's an acting coach. All right. I'm so happy today. I'm just really, really happy. I don't know how I can express myself to be any more happy than I am. I'm just so happy. I'm really, really happy. Yes, I love life.
Good. Okay.
Thank you.
So
thank you.
Is that's distant?
Which one was that?
Yeah.
That was
in
the middle.
Now, what was I portraying?
Somebody was
trying.
But saying that they're
like defended.
Right. I'm defending its sadness with a happy kind of manic quality. That's child is distant from his or her feelings.
Okay, but it says little concern or feeling and is generally flat and personal or half-heartedly indifferent. That doesn't seem indifferent. Like, that seems like overtly defended, so maybe
that's true.
Lying. Like, they know they're sad, but they don't want to tell you that they're sad.
Yeah.
Does it help to think of Stefan again? Because I thought it's a little, like, flat.
Like, you remember when you did...
See, but here's what we got to do. We got to somehow distinguish item 40 from item 56.
The affect and...
Child communicates without affect. Child is distant from his or her feelings.
Oh. The distant one, though, it doesn't say, like, is aware of feelings. It just be expresses sharp affect.
That's for uncharacteristic.
Right. Like,
but I think, like, the impersonation was really good at the distance, like when you said hyperactive, and you didn't say, like, hyperactive.
Manic?
Manic. Like, and once again, that made me think of this session, like, busy, to not say, I'm angry at you, because you weren't here last week. So, like, your impersonation made me think even more that this was the case. Even though it was a different type of... It wasn't like happy, sad. It was like angry, busy.
Yeah. I think I have to consult Celeste on this one.
I haven't checked the thing yet. How did you do? Good. Yeah,
3.7.
We were not...
Leia and Sylvia kicked your ass.
Wow.
That's not so bad.
0.72 versus 0.7.
So
I'm happy. So I will check with Celeste on items 40 and 56, because I don't have the answer to that question. I mean, when I think of distant from his or her feelings, I just, you know, imitated to you what I thought that meant. Mm-hmm. But reading this, it sounds a lot like item 40, so...
Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of overlapping.
Yes.
The last time we talked about it, you said something about amplitude. But I don't know if that's...
Amplitude. I said something about amplitude.
Yeah, the last time we talked about it, the notes are like for characteristic, it's kind of like defensive, and for uncharacteristic, it's feelings close to surface leaking past defenses if they're there. But I thought that was kind of what you were doing because you were putting on a happy face, but it was kind of leaking past the defenses. Mm-hmm. So, but you were demonstrating characteristics. So I don't
remember. I remember the example that you gave last time, like if somebody. Like, if your interpretation is you really think they are upset about something, and you're and the person and you say, "Are you upset?" and the person's like, "No, I'm fine." Are you sure? No, I'm fine. That would be like that characteristic, but uncharacteristic would be like, "I'm fine. Like I told you already, I'm fine." Like where it's kind of like a sort of a discharge of emotion, even if it's defended, it's still like the amplitude.
Interesting
type of thing.
So defenses could be either one.
Yeah.
Characteristics.
Yeah,
so if you're distant from feelings that, you know, yeah, my mother and father just died in a car accident. Oh, okay.
It's like isolation of affect.
I'm fine.
Isolation of affect, I like that.
But if you think about the underlying confidence, the same as the one you did before. It's like the mother and my mother and father just died. Yeah, I'm completely fine. Yeah, I mean, I have no reason... Whatever, I won the baseball game and everything's cool. And it's similar to, I'm so happy, I'm really so happy. It's kind of like the same idea.
Yeah, but there's an outburst of emotion, strong affect. I'm so happy! I love life! I love it so much!
Sounds like a character.
I'm plagiarizing somebody?
No, I just mean like some kind of cartoon character or something.
I am a cartoon.
Yeah, we need to get more.
He's a figment of your imagination.
Yeah, right. No, but it's
there is no cue for meeting.
But even last year, like your impersonation helped so much with me and Kia, like
with borderlines.
Yeah, because you show it, and then you're like, oh, that's what it is. And then when you code in the item, it's really easy to go back to your impersonation. And we both saw it, and so we both have it in mind. And you know.
What did I do? You remember?
Oh, I mean, I really did a bunch. I don't know. Like you probably ended up like you probably impersonated all the items. through a whole
really?
Year.
Really?
I mean, aside of like the ones that didn't really need it, but yeah. And it was really helpful. We ended up really good, I think, towards the end.
Oh yeah.
We had like 1.79.
I believe in the best treatment.
Why you were treated to it today?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh. All right. So that's 56. I will consult with Celeste on that. Let's see. You guys are looking good. Aha, 78. Child seeks therapist's approval, affection, or sympathy.
Mine is probably zero.
Yours is one. And Leia is five.
I think she really didn't. Like at the end when she was jumping in front of the camera, she was completely inappropriate and rude to her. Like she was saying, like, she's the cleaning lady. Like, it was just, like, very, very, whatever she was saying, like, something about cleaning. I thought she was really, really pushing it. This one is the one bumps into furniture, right? Yeah, it's the one of the furniture, like, with, like, it's, like, trying to, like...
A falling chair?
It's the one, like, injury, pretend exaggerates an injury or when bumping into furniture.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's really, like, not. For example, Wayne says, after the therapist points out that a pen may mark the desk, if he is not careful, he continues to toy with the pen. It's like, she was doing the similar thing, like, when she was jumping in front of the camera, like, Lene was trying not to be annoyed, like trying not to act like really annoyed, and she continued to do it, like she was like, and the whole
time. If she continued to do it, that's trying to annoy rather than get approval for.
Yeah, I mean, in my opinion, she, or like in, even before with other things, like when Lene was trying to get in there and be like, can we talk about something here? Can we like have a session? And she was just continuing like, completely disregard her. I'm busy. You sit there, you're the audience. Like, I'm busy. And like, I thought she was punishing, trying to like tell the name, you abandoned me last week, and I'm mad at you, but I'm not gonna admit it. So that's why.
I think this is a little bit difficult because I saw in terms of the dismissiveness towards Lene as not as extreme as you did. Like, I think I saw it in the beginning. But I thought that she also, like, when Lene is like, can I help? Can I be part of this? She was like, okay. And she starts pouring, like, a drink from Lene. And Lene is like, thank you. And, you know, like, I thought that a lot of the interaction was very pleasant and she was including her. But then just aside from that, like, in terms of this item, I don't know if this is relevant, but the whole idea of, like, I'm putting on a performance and you can be the audience. Like, you can see how amazing I am. Type of thing, and that's what I can do. Like, I thought it was more of like, look at me, admire me. I don't know if that would fall into this item, but I was thinking
well,
of
approval.
That. Right. Like, the whole idea of like, I'm the performer, and you can watch. But I didn't think it was so extreme, that's why I didn't put it in an extreme pile. I put it in the middle. So,
it's a good argument.
Yeah, it is. Like but I feel it's not like trying. She wasn't trying to get her approval. Like her, it's like she wasn't even questioned. I mean, she was like, "I'm cool, and that's what I'm doing, and I'm preparing New Year's Eve, and you're the audience, and yes, you can have the water." She was being very somewhat patronizing, somewhat not even like not some right word, like somewhat like. Okay.
No, patronizing would be condescending.
Condescending, somewhat. She was not. I didn't think that she wanted to. Even when they had, I agree with you, like, at one point it kind of got better, because the way I was reading it was like, in the end she's a child, and she's not going to be able to hold this forever, you know, it's like, I'm mad at you type thing, whatever, like, she's going to want to play, and so, like, you know, whatever, the cooking, like, in the end, like, I read it almost as like, I'm giving you the silence treatment, but I cannot hold it for too long type thing. So, like, I agree with you that at one point it wasn't more of an interaction, but in my opinion, it still wasn't sincere on her part. It was still like that.
I think we saw the same events. I just think that we saw them differently. Like, yeah. I didn't see it as punitive, and I didn't see her as that annoyed. I saw it in the beginning as a little bit dismissed, but I think that's why we're interpreting it differently, you know? Just in terms of, like, whatever the affect was in the room, I didn't see it as that.
I just, I don't know.
That's like,
I don't know, I guess like my counter chance versus reaction to that, it was really like, I was really annoyed.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I mean, I was feeling bad for her, but I understood she was really...
Feeling bad for Lene?
No, for the girl. Like, I understood that she was like acting like, I mean, my reading obsession was like, she really cares for Lene, and we know that from like Kate and other...
Try to divorce that from this session, though.
It's difficult. Like, you know, like, it's just like, you could see that she cared. Like, you don't give the silence treatment to a stranger. It's like, you know, it's like, she really felt betrayed or, like, hurt or somehow, even though it's not explicitly said in the session, but when Lene says, is it because I wasn't here last week? It kind of illuminated me. I was like, oh, that's what it is here. That's what's going on. And I felt bad for the girl that was feeling so hurt. But I was really annoyed. I was like, oh my God, like, I want to talk to her. It's like, you know, it's like a child that behaves like that, like, I, no. And so, you know, that was like my reaction to the session.
To the entire session?
Yeah. Like, at the end when she was jumping in front of the camera, like, I thought it was so inappropriate, so rude.
Well, that we agree on, but what Leia is trying to persuade you to... What Leia's trying to persuade you to is the idea that, yeah, that's true, but this girl also was trying to get the therapist's approval earlier in the session, and the two experiences kind of balance each other out, and so you put it in the middle pile.
I don't know. Did I see what you're saying? That she was, like, kind of better at one point?
What?
Like,
three.
Sold for 3.5.
Sold.
3.9.
All right, let me see if there are any others. Yeah, there are two others. One is 93. Therapist is neutral. This should be a pretty easy one.
What do I have?
Sylvia has 8 and Leia has 3. The difference of 5.
Oh, I think the reason why I did that was, I think it was like along the lines of like, can I help? Oh, no, I don't need help. And then Lene said something like that, I want to help. Like, I want to be part of this. But I didn't see it so neutral.
That, okay, so but one swallow, what do I say?
Doesn't make a summer.
You don't know.
Okay.
Running out of catchphrases.
But it might have been like, do you want some water? Also, she was like, do you want some water? And Lene's like, no. And Lene's like, do you want me to have some water? And he said, yes.
But I think that that's not, at least I might be wrong, but that's not my interpretation of neutral. Like, my interpretation of neutral is more like non-judgmental.
It's beyond that, though. It's more than that. If you make a suggestion, or you make a statement like, I love you,
that's not neutral. This is a touchy subject.
I don't know, I just happened to think of that.
Like, it randomly came to your mind.
It randomly came to my mind. Or if... you say, you should really put a hat on before you leave the session because it's cold outside. I mean, that's not judgmental, but that's not neutral.
And even when she said, do you think you're angry at me?
You know, your friends, they're really crummy for you. I think you should get a new set of friends. You're not judging the child, but that's not neutral.
Yeah.
But when did she give up?
Or you're annoying me.
She said she didn't want water. And
that's on the
food. You're not the best patient I've ever had.
That one is a really bad one. That makes I love you the
And great. Also she said she wanted to help, like she wanted to be part of it.
Well, that would not be neutral. Can I help? I want to help. Please let me help.
Okay, I see that.
That's not neutral.
I see that. I totally see that, yeah. Okay. Okay, it's four.
So,
four.
Four?
Okay. Four? All right, so Leia's moving up one. Mm-hmm. Moving up one? You okay with that? Mm-hmm. And 98. Same placements. The therapy relationship is discussed. Sylvia has 8, Leia 3.
Okay, so I have 3 because she says, well, how did you feel about not seeing me? Or how did you feel about the next session? And I felt like it was avoided and not discussed, and it wasn't really pursued after that point. I think that there was like an opening since this was sort of a big topic of like, we weren't together for New Year's, I was with my family, we didn't see each other, but it wasn't really focused or interpreted or pursued. Very and good. I feel like it could have been.
Very good point. The reason why you said yes is because she said that.
In other words, you just made Sylvia's case.
No, I mean, I see, but you're right, like, exactly, like, she said that. And that was like, also for me, like that was the main point in the session, the reason why she was being so avoiding. It was because of the missed session, and so and because of the relationship with Lene.
Now does Lene say, I think you're engaging all this busy, busy, busy behavior to avoid expressing feelings about me not being here last week?
I think she did. Didn't she?
But I think you're angry at me because I wasn't here last week, and that's why you're not.
That's why you've been going out of the room 3 times. You don't want to be here.
She didn't say that. I guess it depends if you think that she could have pursued it more. I think she was desperately trying.
You know, like with a child that like absolutely doesn't stop talking and jumps around and says, "I'm busy, I'm busy, I'm busy, I'm pouring water," whatever she's doing, and no, like and doesn't like let you in. It's like I think she. At one point, she was like, even directive. She was like, okay, Shan, like, answer my question. Like, she got kind of like.
Therapist is not neutral.
Not neutral.
If the child avoids sort of the therapy relationship, discussion of the therapy relationship,
yeah.
That can't design characteristics. There is avoidance, but it's not avoidance on the part of the therapist.
Well, the therapist did call attention to features of the relationship. Yes? The question is, how characteristic is it?
Right. I don't know. The feeling that I got is that it could have been discussed more.
But I agree with that. It could have been discussed more. Like, with a cooperative patient, it could have been discussed a lot more. Mm-hmm. But the child was absolutely not cooperative.
That's true.
All right, let's put it in a different context. You're looking at all these items. You got 100 items. These items are supposed to characterize uniquely what happened to this session. What happened in this session, right? So you think about Lene's comment, what about me not being here, or whatever she said last week. In the whole scheme of the session, considering all the items, where should this item fall in characteristicness related to the other items? So you think it's characteristic of this session. So what you're saying is that this is roughly about what? One of the topmost 30
yes.
characteristic items in documenting this session.
Because the child refused to. Like, because the child was absolutely not okay with it. So there was nothing that Lene could do.
But there, I mean, I don't know if this is like opinion based. Like, I feel like there could have been more interpretation. Like, I wonder if you not including me in the play right now is because you're trying to shut me out because you're really upset that I didn't get to see you last week. Like, I feel like there could have been. If this is such a big topic, like, there could have been more.
It's true. Like, she could have said something like that. Okay, six.
I say four.
You say tomato, I say tomato.
But I mean, from what we say, what do you think it would be?
I'm thinking six.
Six? Okay, six.
It sounds like some of the same stuff going on in life.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I just mean the Cheyenne.
I think the fact that this girl so resists makes Lene's attempt that much more powerful in a way.
So when there's avoidance of talking about the relationship, it's uncharacteristically on the therapist's part, rather than the child. Like, therapist wants to talk about the therapy relationship, child doesn't want to. That's characteristic.
Right.
Because the point is that the person is supposed to know what's going on in the therapy.
That is correct. You wouldn't have the patient coming in. You know, I'd really like to talk about how I felt last week when you weren't here. I mean, you might have a patient like a borderline do that, I guess.
Yeah, but he did it a lot in the session, I mean.
Yeah, hopefully the therapist would say, sure, let's hear it.
The therapist says, like, no.
No, let's talk about something else, like your new haircut. That's a problem. So... Is that
mm-hmm.
So you're going to get a 1.0 next week? Laura just snickers. She just snickers. I'm hoping that, you know, that there are little spurts. Like when we were working on this other coding team with the adult version of this Q sort, we would have those like little spurts, little growth spurts.
Mm-hmm.
I think
it would have happened.
The highest, what was the absolute high, 8.89 or 0.87?
Something like that.
Just rub it in their faces.
Well, we've lost so many other weeks. We're going to rub in the one that we were like above and beyond.
You guys were good. I think we're pretty average. I mean, we're pretty comparable. Jeff, where was that place that, I mean, I don't know, I might have dreamt about it. But the no, I was thinking like the place of the borderline clients that they coded about. Is that an externship place?
No, they used to have externs. They don't anymore. That was New York Presbyterian Hospital in White Plains.
Dream about it. There was something said.